In the name of Jesus, amen. The commemoration of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist presents the preacher with a dilemma. There's just too much good stuff to talk about. Practically the entire first chapter of St. Luke's Gospel is filled with intriguing stories surrounding John's birth. Where do you begin? With the story of Gabriel's announcement to Zechariah? Or with Zechariah's lack of faith, which resulted in 9 months of silence? We could even take a detour, considering that remarkable incident when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, and at the sound of her greeting, John leapt in his mother's womb. There's much to consider, but we must focus just on a few words. Words spoken by Elizabeth and also written down by Zechariah. His name is John. John. It means something. It means the Lord has been gracious. I'm certain that Elizabeth felt that way, that God had given just the right name to this miracle child. After years and decades of bearing not children, but the pain of childlessness, there could have been no truer words to sum up the thoughts of this godly woman. And as her friends and relatives came to rejoice with her, you can only imagine her great joy. God was gracious. During the months leading up to John's birth, I wonder if Zechariah shared in his wife's enthusiasm, in her attitude concerning God's graciousness. There he was, not able to utter a single word. And he knew full well the reason why. When Zechariah questioned the announcement that he was going to be a father, well, the reply of the angel Gabriel must have struck the fear of God into his heart. I am Gabriel, who has been sent by God to bring this good news to you. How dare you question God and his promise? But don't we do that all the time? Aren't we forever playing the self-confident Zechariah, acting as though we know better than God? So despite God's clear promise, for example, that he will care for us in every need, we go around fretting and worrying as though God's not even in the picture. When times are good, it's easy to acknowledge that God is good and gracious. But when the devil, the world, and our sinful nature come crowding in on us, are we as ready then to acknowledge his merciful goodness and to give thanks for all his benefits? When Zechariah uttered those words by writing them down, his name is John, it was spoken by a sincere heart, a heart that had been moved to repentance and faith. You see, God's graciousness is sometimes beyond our understanding. At times, his goodness and mercy, they are so masked under the trials and the tribulations of this life that the best we can do is simply to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus and trust him. Trust his word, knowing that it is true and certain. God will not lie to you. He will not mislead you. His name is John. For God is indeed gracious, and not just to Elizabeth and Zechariah. We know of this graciousness of God because of the one to whom John the Baptist pointed, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In him, the grace of God shines forth in all its splendor. When Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue was finally untied, well, he broke out in a song of praise that makes it very clear that God has shown his grace to all people. His hymn of praise, which we call the Benedictus, it repeatedly points to the work of God, the work that God accomplished through his Son. Just listen to words that we will shortly be singing as we hear Zechariah proclaiming this faithfulness of God. He says that God has visited us. He's redeemed his people. He's raised up a horn of salvation out of the midst of this broken nation, Israel. He says that God has shown mercy, that he's remembered his holy covenant, that he has kept the promise he first made to Abraham. God has shown tender mercy and he shines the light of his salvation on our dark path to guide us in the way of peace. In the church's calendar of minor and major festivals, there are only two commemorations of births, the birth of John and the birth of Jesus. Though there are 6 months that separate these two celebrations, in reality, you can't do one without the other. To celebrate the birth of John is to celebrate the birth of Jesus. He was the forerunner, the one who would prepare the way for the Lord. But even already at his birth, as those friends and relatives were there marveling at all these great things that were happening, already then, that work of preparing to point to Christ, it was happening. Zechariah's prophecy testifies to this. And so does the fact that God would even send a forerunner in the first place. You see, John's birth is a clear testimony to the truth that God is gracious, because he doesn't expect us to find our way to him, to grope around in the darkness in order to find that light of his salvation. God knows better, if only we would remember too. He knows that we could never do that, because our sinful pride always gets in the way, never letting us get past admiring ourselves and our accomplishments. God sent John to prepare the way, to level out the valley and the hills, to bring them down and make a smooth path to our Lord, to point his bony finger to that lamb who was given for the sins of the world. And still today, God provides heralds of the good news, pastors, who point to the one who has redeemed us and made us his own. And through their faithful preaching and teaching of this good news, God continues to prepare others who do that work of pointing to the Lamb who was slain, like godly parents, sponsors, teachers, fellow members of the body of Christ, pious Christians who in their station in life give testimony to the truth that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who has taken away our sins. Make no mistake, God is gracious. He didn't leave Zechariah and Elizabeth in their childlessness, and neither has he left you without consolation, for he has visited and redeemed you. In the name of Jesus.